WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Another stowaway has been detected during one of the busiest travel periods of the year. ABC transportation correspondent Gio Benitez says a Delta flight was taxiing for takeoff from Seattle when the crew learned of an unticketed passenger on board and returned to the gate.
Airport officials say the stowaway exited the plane. Police located and arrested the unticketed passenger in a terminal restroom. The TSA saying the passenger was screened at a security checkpoint but bypassed the ID verification, then made it onto the plane without showing a boarding pass.
A U.S. official tells ABC that early indications show the Azerbaijan Airlines plane that crashed Christmas Day in Kazakhstan was likely hit by a Russian anti-aircraft system. Health officials warning cat owners not to give their pets raw food because of bird flu risks. An Oregon cat died of bird flu that was later traced to frozen cat food that contained raw turkey. This is ABC News.
Now this news update for Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Prison time for a Price County man who admitted to killing a woman. Christopher Dyer will serve life in prison for killing Denise Schwartz April 13th outside of Park Falls home, though a judge did grant the 50-year-old the ability to apply for parole after 30 years. Another bird flu outbreak in Wisconsin.
The State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection said Thursday that birds at a commercial poultry farm in Burnett County were destroyed to prevent spread of the H5N1 virus and that it will not enter the food system. Bird flu outbreaks have led to destruction of commercial flocks in several Wisconsin counties, and it's also infected wild birds in the state. Earlier this month, Wisconsin's first human H5N1 case was confirmed in a worker at a Barron County farm where an infected flock was also destroyed. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The city of Madison clerk's office says almost 200 ballots from the November 5th general election were not properly processed. In a statement Thursday, the clerk's office said 193 mainly absentee ballots were discovered during post-election reconciliation and cleanup. The clerk's office said that number was not enough to affect the outcome of any race or referendum. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Foggy and drizzly with scattered rain possible this afternoon. Our high today right around 42. Tonight, more rain. We could get between a quarter and a half inch of rain tonight. Tomorrow, more clouds and a little bit of light rain in the morning with a high near 44. You can save money with lower cost health insurance and better coverage. Call 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music morning with Dave and Emily. Our topic of the morning is going to be at 7:12. We have an interesting one from last night. Here's John Mellencamp, Cherry Bomb on Max FM.
Well, I lived on outskirts of town in a room farmhouse, baby.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:14 on Friday morning, December 27th. We're going to take a quick look at our weather forecast as we do have that dense fog advisory until noon today for the Max FM listening area. Visibility of about a quarter of a mile to a half mile of dense fog. Be aware of that while you're out driving. Please make sure your headlights are on. Low beams only, not your high beams. It's a lot safer that way. Give yourself an extra few minutes to go where you need to go. Temperatures are above freezing, so that is a better start than yesterday morning. Currently, it's 40 degrees outside. We're looking at rain later on today with a high of 42. So temps pretty much staying where they're at. Tonight, we're looking at rains again, some patchy fog, and temperatures are going to stay fairly steady this evening as well with a low of 38. On Saturday, it's gradually going to clear a little bit with a high of 42. Sunday, we do have a slight chance of rain in the afternoon, mostly cloudy, a high of 42. Good morning, Emily. How are you doing on this Friday morning?
Good morning, Dave. I am doing fabulous. How are you doing? That's a decent weathercast. I mean, it's not too bad, right? It's not like yesterday's. It was a little more frightening to hear. So great job on that. Good job getting that weather changed over.
Yeah, thanks. Doing good. Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have too much control of the weather forecast or the weather. But yes, I'm glad it is warmer this morning than yesterday. As the morning went on, things got a lot slipperier yesterday in the morning. So glad it is above freezing today. I was out and about early this morning. Definitely can see the fog from the studios here this morning. It's not as heavy as what it seemed like yesterday, but so much nicer. And looking at that weekend forecast, temps above freezing, it tanned out the year. I'm not going to complain at all. So
no complaints excited. Here either.
So, you know, we're going to talk about something interesting today. So what I want everyone to do is have your phones ready. I want you to have that free Civic Media app ready to go on your mobile device. Look for 99.7 Max FM. Look for Max and Mouse. Or you can use our text line today for this, 608-355-9970. So I'm going to broach a question to everyone in just a moment. So I want people to text in. So let's be ready for that. So last night, Emily, Wendy and I did a little bit of shopping. You know, we went to one of our stores. You know, you have to do that stuff every once in a while, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So we were at one of our big box stores last night, and it was very interesting as we were out and about shopping last night. And it's ironic we're going to be talking about slippers first because my co-mate or co-host here just stole a slipper as well in the studio, so that was nice of him. But while we're in the store last night, we saw a young man wearing Target slippers. These are genuine Target slippers. We were not in Target, by the way. We were in one of their competitors' stores.
Target.
But it was one of those
weird to start.
Yeah. I thought it was weird. It was, I think it was after 5 o'clock last night, right, Wendy, at this point? She says, yeah, something like that. So it was after 5 o'clock last night when we were shopping in a big box store, not Target. But this young man was wearing Target slippers. And I'm like, okay, that definitely was interesting. It caught my attention because they were red and they actually had the Target logo on them. So I'm like, all right, you're in your competitor's store wearing Target slippers, not judging whatsoever. It just was interesting to say the least. So it was a little bit busier in there than what we normally see on a Thursday night. We don't get in there too often, but we happened to last night. So we get through and get everything that we were looking for. We were checking out holiday clearance, and I bought a fedora last night, in case anyone's curious, a Christmas fedora. Ooh. That lights up.
All right.
Yeah, that's pretty
see,
cool.
Next year's Christmas card is already in the making.
Oh, yeah, definitely it is. And, oh, real quick, I'm going to go off topic on that since you bring that up. Two of our listeners got a hold of me yesterday and indicated that they got their Max FM Christmas cards. So that was great news.
Yay.
It took a little while to get there.
I know, got them, too. Yeah.
So I don't know what happened there, but they were sent out quite a while ago. So I'm glad they got them. So if for some reason you didn't get yours, you can also text and let us know that. And also there was a listener who was letting me know they hadn't got theirs. Let me know if you got yours, please. So anyways, back to the shopping. So get the Christmas fedora, have that on my head for a few minutes. It lights up. I have a 4-second video of that no one ever needs to see. So
I will.
Yeah, at some point. It's funny.
Yep.
It's funny. And so I was laughing, and we got our purchases, and then we decided we're not doing self-checkout. Not a huge fan of that. So we go into one checkout lane, and then I realized the person in front of us was going to be purchasing some adult beverages, and the person that was checking them out was not of age. So I know that's against the store policy. So we move over now because I knew this was going to take a little bit longer than what we had expected. And it wasn't about being impatient. I just knew that at some point this was going to take longer than expected. And so thank you, Amy, for letting us know you got your card. We appreciate that. So good news there. So we move over to the next checkout lane, and we're finishing up. And I hear this young man say to the person that's checking him out, oh, here's this empty bottle. We were drinking this as we were shopping last night. Bottle's completely empty. They hand it to the person checking out.
And let me guess, this is an adult beverage, correct?
No, it was not an adult beverage.
Okay,
thankfully.
Okay. That I was going to say would be really bad.
Yeah, that would have been very bad. At that point, that would have been very much something you don't do in a store because you don't drink adult beverages in the store while you're shopping. And that is not legal for anyone that's thinking about doing that. Open intoxicants, not a legal thing to do. So thankfully, it was not an adult beverage, but it was a beverage. And it was completely empty. They consumed the whole beverage while they were shopping. They did have some alcohol in their cart as well, as I mentioned, but they were not drinking that, thankfully. But they hand the empty bottle to the person checking out and said, here, can you scan this? I drank it already. So my question to our listeners, is that considered shoplifting? So I want you to say, text in, yes, it's shoplifting, or no, it's not shoplifting. And also, is that something that you would do while you're in the store? I'm curious to see what our listeners say about this morning. So go over to the free Civic Media app and look for 99.7 Max FM. Look for Max and Mouse, and then tap in the text option and text in, yes, shoplifting, no shoplifting. It is something you would do. Now, Emily, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I feel like I'm always like kind of painted into a corner on these kind of on the spot things. Thanks, Dave. Okay, adult beverage, no. Just because, yes, that is illegal. That's not cool. Although there used to be a grocery store long ago that had, like, you could, like, fill up, you know, like, fancy craft beer bars or whatever. You can fill up those little growler jars or whatever. There was a grocery store at one point, I remember, long ago that had something like that, that you could fill up something. And I feel like they had something going on where you were able to kind of sip while you shopped. But that is that story, and that is not what we're talking about. Because in this place, I know that's not the case. So I have been known. Okay, so no, I probably would not drink an entire beverage while I was shopping without having purchased it. I think if someone was to drink an entire beverage and throw it away and then go check out, that would be considered shoplifting for sure. sounds like this person was interested in paying still. So they're not quite lifting, but they certainly did consume something that they hadn't paid for. So there's kind of like a gray area there where, you know, definitely bending the rules and definitely doing something that is not really couth for what the store would suggest or expect from a shopper. But I don't know the specifics of the details of the story, but they did offer to pay for the beverage. So therefore it wasn't planning to be lifted, but it was lifted before pay. So I'm going to have to say yes to both of those. Now, would I do that? No, I wouldn't open and drink a whole beverage while I was shopping, but I have been known to like swipe a few grapes while walking through the deli or the produce section when they're out on the salad bar or something. That if you go shopping when you're hungry, you're in really bad shape. Sometimes it's really beautiful, like grapes or olives sitting out there. I do buy some, but I might eat one or two while I'm shopping. So how's that answer to your question? I just got myself out of that completely because I gave you
ambiguous.
Vague answers.
And see, we could talk about the grape thing. Let's go down that rabbit hole real quick. So if you eat a few of those grapes, the grapes are not going to weigh as much as they would have before you ate them, would they?
No, but if I wouldn't have eaten the grapes and noticed how delicious they were, then I wouldn't have bought them in the first place. See, smart people can get around to anything. Just go ahead.
Yeah,
keep
you know, they call that rationalization. So yeah, what I want people to text in is it shoplifting if you consume a beverage before you pay for it? And is it something you would do? I want you to text in 608-355-9970. Or you can use the free Civic Media app and text in to 997MaxFM. Look for Max the Mouse and text in yes or no on shoplifting. And if you've done it before. And I'm not going to say any names of people who have done it before. So I'm going to protect everyone this morning in our informal poll that we're doing this morning. We will talk about all those answers at 8:10 this morning. So that is what I'm going to say. So, and we're getting text in. I can see the text coming in of people with their answers, whether or not it's shoplifting. So I'll be very curious to see what our answers are, Emily, won't you?
I will. And I would like to know what your answer is too. So are you going to go ahead and tell us then or tell us now?
I am going to wait on my answer. Wait on my answer. I can say I'll give you half my answer. I'll preview that. It's not something I would feel comfortable doing. I'll definitely say that. So I would not feel comfortable doing it. I'll be honest with you. I would feel weird to be doing it if I haven't paid for it. So that's my opinion on whether or not I would do it. Let's put it that way.
That's what I kind of figured. Dave is a bit of a goofball, but Dave is definitely a rule follower. So as per normal in these conversations, I might be the one that lives on the outside of those gray areas at times. But you know what? No harm, no foul. It's just a couple of grapes. It's fine. I know it's not a slippery slope, but I know that's where you're going. Not for me anyways.
Yeah. I do my best to follow the rules. Sometimes I may slide a little bit on those, and there's some people that know me and know a little bit of my history per se if I would follow the rules all the time.
We'll just leave that there. We'll just leave that there out hanging and dangling for people to figure out what they want from that statement. I think that's fair.
Yeah, definitely. So, all right. So again, text in. Is it shoplifting if you consume a beverage before paying for it? And is it something you would do? You can text us 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. We'll do a little bit more talking about this as we celebrate birthdays and anniversaries at 740, Emily.
It sounds like a plan. I look forward to it.
Me too. It is More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Celebrate New Year's Eve in the heart of downtown at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Usher in 2025 by chilling to live jazz, feasting on a surf and turf dinner, laughing your way through live comedy, and party hopping between disco with VO5, classic country with Frank Martin Bush and the Names, and a DJ dance party. When the night is over, your guest room is a safe, warm elevator ride away, and you can start your year off right with our outstanding New Year's Ballroom Brunch. Find your perfect package at concoursehotel.com.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com. Amberlux.com.
Shop name brands without breaking the bank. Here at Amberlux Consignment Boutique, you can be bougie on a budget. We offer quality women's clothing size 0 through 26. We also have designer handbags, shoes, and accessories at everyday low prices. Join us once a month for our bougie night out, where we offer late night shopping from 5 to 7 p.m., along with special discounts and shop our huge dollar wrap. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday at Amberlux Consignment Boutique, where you can be bougie on a budget, located at 121 5th Street in downtown Baraboo.
Water Street Social Club, one of the area's newest eatery, features craveable appetizers, mouth-watering pasta, pizzas, salads, smash burgers, and so much more. Try their Bavarian pretzel, some delicious roasted Brussels sprouts with bourbon bacon jam, or delicious dumplings served with an amazing sauce. Join them on New Year's Eve for a scrumptious prime rib dinner and live music by the Mannish Boys Blues Band at 9 p.m. Champagne toast at midnight. Dive into Water Street Social Club at 550 Water Street in Prairie du Sac today.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. I want you to text me. That was Blondie. Call me. But I want you to text me if you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary or know someone that is. We'll talk about those about 7:40 this morning. And we have our informal Max FM poll going this morning. Is it considered shoplifting if you drink a beverage before paying for it? So I want to make sure we're clear you're still paying for it. But is it considered shoplifting if you drink from a beverage at a store before paying for it? And it is something you would do. All texters will remain anonymous today. So please text us those answers. You can text us to 608-355-9970. Or you can also use the free Civic Media app. Look for 99.7 Max FM. Tap on Maximals. Click text. And send us a text message. Is it shoplifting if you drink a beverage before paying for it? And is it something you would do? We're just doing an informer poll this morning. We're going to talk about all the answers at 8:10 this morning. As a reminder, we'll be celebrating birthdays and anniversaries in about 8 minutes on Max FM.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
The Bucks can't overcome the loss of their big two. Good morning, I'm Doug Russell with sports. The Bucks welcomed in the Brooklyn Nets to five-serve form, Brooklyn having lost 8 of their last 10 heading into play. Milwaukee didn't have either of their best two players, Giannis Antetokounmpo or Damian Lillard. It kind of showed. The Nets took advantage of a litany of Milwaukee mistakes to win it 111-105. The Bucks were led by Chris Middleton's 21 points. Brook Lopez had 20. They'll play at Chicago tomorrow night. Coming up tonight in the NBA, the Magic play host to the Knicks. Indiana is at Boston. The Nuggets play host to the Cavaliers. Moving on to Green Bay, where it's the Packers getting ready to play the Vikings on Sunday afternoon. Minnesota can still win the NFC North. The Packers cannot. So technically, this one means more to the Vikings than it does the Packers. Still, Green Bay wants to get some revenge on their week 4 2-point loss at Lambeau. At 11-4, the Packers are in third place in the 4-team NFC North. Kickoff Sunday has been flexed to a 3:25 kickoff. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Foggy and drizzly with scattered rain possible this afternoon. Our high today right around 42. Tonight, more rain. We could get between a quarter and a half inch of rain tonight. Tomorrow, more clouds and a little bit of light rain in the morning with a high near 44. You can save money with lower cost health insurance and better coverage. Call 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
99.7.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM in 7:35 on Friday morning. As a reminder, we have our informal Max FM poll going this morning. Is it shoplifting if you drink a beverage before paying for it? And is it something you would do? Please text us and let us know your thoughts on that. 608-355-9970. Or use a free Civic Media app. Look from 99.7 Max FM and click tags. Here is David Bowie and Queen, Under Pressure on Max FM.
Thank you. on the fence, but it don't work. Keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
Seven Max FM.
Unbelievable.
unbelievable.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. Emily, it is still a little bit foggy out there. That fog advisor goes until noon today for the Max FM listening area. Temps about 42. Rain this afternoon into the evening. Clearing out tomorrow.
That's a good thing. Clearing out tomorrow is always good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That's definitely a good thing. I'm looking forward to the higher temps. Now, if it was going to be 50, I'd consider getting the shorts out, but not going to be quite that
warm.
Yes,
we know that about you, Dave. We know that you would consider getting the shorts out anytime it's above, like, freezing. Let's be honest. But
yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you never know. 42, yeah, I might consider it, but we'll see. It's a little bit on the chilly side for that yet, so we'll see. You never know. I definitely am considering it, but, you know, we've been getting some interesting text in on our informal poll of the day, Emily, and remind our listeners what we're asking them to text in about this morning.
Sure. Well, Dave had an interesting situation yesterday at one of the big box stores out shopping last night, just to remind everyone if they weren't with us earlier. And kind of was an observer of an individual who is shopping. Now, no, it wasn't Dave and it wasn't me. An individual out shopping who opened and drank the entire beverage that they had not purchased yet. No, this was not an adult beverage because that would be even more of a no-no. What we're asking for, though, is if you think this is a no-no, do you think that this is shoplifting to be able to? Now, the person did go up to the line at the very end, which is when Dave saw this whole thing, and say, hey, I drank this already. Can you scan it? So at least they were trying to pay for it, but it was already gone. So in the process of drinking it, was this person behaving as a shoplifter? What are some of the thoughts that we had coming in? Thank you again for the listeners out there texting in what your thoughts and feelings are about this. Oh, and second part of this question is, how would you handle this? Would you do something like this in the store? So what do we got?
Well, we're going to wait. We're going to talk about them at 8:10. We're going to wait just a little bit. We'll talk about birthdays and anniversaries now, but at 8:10, we'll reveal the answers. I want to get a rest of our sampling in, so I'm working on compiling the list, and we want to know what people's thoughts are on this. Is it shoplifting? Is it something you would do? And some interesting answers this morning. So, and I've been doing a little bit of research on this as well, because I was curious of kind of what law says and also what policy says, and definitely a little bit of a gray area is going to be my hint so far. So I'm going to say gray area.
Yes.
And we do operate in that area sometimes.
I mean, sometimes you have to. Look, things aren't all black and white, albeit the gray. And it's not possible or realistic to live inside a box of your choice. You sometimes have to find the gray area and or bend things or be a little more flexible. Now, in this case, I don't know if I'm applying that logic to this situation, just saying, as a regular, you know, Emilyism, let's just be soft around the edges sometimes. That's all I'm trying to say.
As we schmoove along on this Friday.
As we schmoove. Exactly. I mean, we make up words.
We do.
Goosh. I like the goosh. I made up goosh. That the other day. That was a good one.
Yes, so we've got some good ones. So it is Friday, December 27th. We're going to look at our birthdays today. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday anniversary or know someone that is, please text those into us now with those answers, 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. And as I look at our birthday to list today, Savannah Guthrie's birthday is today. Very hardworking news anchor and former lawyer and mother of two. It's also Nick Chubb's birthday. Cleveland Browns superstar, and yes, I know I actually know a Cleveland Browns fan. I know he's not listening because he's on vacation today, but yeah, he's definitely a Cleveland Browns fan, and probably one of the only Cleveland Brown fans that I know out there.
There's only one. Just kidding. That's not true.
No, we know that's not true.
No, there's people everywhere that have different fanship for different teams. So we'll just leave it at that. And that's okay. Sometimes. On to some other birthdays. Heather O'Rourke's birthday. I believe this was the young lady who played Carol Ann in Poltergeist. So let us all light a candle to honor the birthday of Heather O'Rourke. Also, Louis Pasteur's birthday. Without the invention of this individual, we would not have pasteurization. and vaccines. So huge, huge, huge thing. I, as you guys know, I was real sick last week, and you know, things, medical developments, let's say, you know, in our modern experience and our lifetimes have been literally the change of life to death from something like, you know, an infection that I had last week, and strep throat could have, that could have been the end of me without, you know, without penicillin, amoxicillin, you know, vaccines, all the things. So let's just be thoughtful and thankful for things like that, inventions like that. Also, we have Timothée Chalamet's birthday. Join us as we celebrate the young and talented Oscar-nominated actor. So let me ask you this. Is this the guy who's getting, is playing Bob Dylan in the upcoming biopic?
I am not sure.
Okay, it looks like him. I just saw the trailer for that yesterday. It looks fantastic, and it's nominated for all kinds of stuff. So I think that that's the guy, and looks like a great movie. Huge fan of Bob Dylan, so excited to see that. Let's see, who else do we have on here?
Haley Williams' birthday is today, and talented, award-winning musician, keyboardist, singer, composer, and businesswoman. So definitely nice. Celebrating her birthday today. And, of course, we have Bill Goldberg's birthday, started a career in football, became a legendary run in the world of wrestling.
Wow, what a crossover.
Yeah, there's a lot of football in here. It's Carson Palmer's birthday. He had basically a huge NFL career as well. Thank you, Chris. He said, yes, he is playing Dylan. So Chris just texted that answer in for you. See, multitasking at its
finest. Chris is always letting us know.
Yeah, we appreciate our listeners. We didn't even get a chance to Google it. So we have our listeners who can Google that and get us that information faster than you and I can Google it. So we appreciate that. Thank you, Chris, for that information.
Yes, definitely. We appreciate you. We do have a local birthday, no?
Yes, we do. I want to take a moment and wish Amanda Sobel a happy birthday. And if you know Amanda, definitely give her a big old birthday wish today. When you see her, please do that. She's an amazing individual. So happy birthday, Amanda. And I'm
happy
sure
birthday,
Joe
Amanda.
Is going to be
day.
On his best behavior today and get you something very, very nice. And Joe, if you're listening and going, oh, what was I supposed to be doing today? I'm trying to help you out here, buddy. So happy birthday, Amanda.
You're like the birthday little birdie on in someone's shoulder in their ear, the little birthday mouse. Just giving you a little hint. Go ahead and help your person have the greatest birthday. But happy birthday, Amanda. See, you got a team of people celebrating you today on the radio, off the radio. Have a really wonderful day.
Most definitely. Okay, again, our informal poll on our Friday morning here is it considered shoplifting to drink a beverage before you pay for it? And is it something you would do? Text us your answers, 608-355-9970, or text in via the Free Civic Media. Look for 99.7 Max FM. Click on Maximals. Click text. And let us know those answers. Emily, you and I will talk about that when you're back with me at 8:10.
Sounds like a plan.
It is More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One of Wisconsin's most beloved brands is back, and for the first time ever in Wisconsin Dells, serving up the original double-decker hamburger, the Big Boy. Come in and get it one of three different ways, California, Ohio, or Wisconsin. Check out the world's largest collection of Big Boy statues. Get your picture with their green and gold Big Boy, or one of the other iconic characters. And join them every Friday for their delicious seafood buffet. Big Boy in Wisconsin Dells. Open Monday through Friday, 11 to 8. Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 7.
Imagine walking into your home or office and everything is perfectly in place, calm, organized, and stress-free. How sweet would that be? It is possible and easier than you think with Sweet Sanctuary Services. Casey, your expert organizer, doesn't just clear your clutter. She transforms your space and your energy. From removing unwanted items to using feng shui to bring balance and harmony, you'll feel lighter and more focused. Visit sweetsanctuary.biz today and make life a little sweeter.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM, 7:57 on Friday morning. We want everyone to text and let us know if it's shoplifting to consume a beverage before paying for it, and would you do it? If there's any law enforcement officials that want to weigh in and let us know what the law is, hey, text us, 608-355-9970. Here's a Clash on Max FM.
The shaky drove his Cadillac. He went cruising down the hill. The prison was a standing on the radiator grill. Shouting on that kid. Rock has fun. Rock has fun. Shouting on that kid. Rock has fun. Jet.